We are learning Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Hamuda Ano Mechaveroi, V'nichlis Levakroi. You asked an orphan, your friend, and you went in to visit him. We don't know who asked it who yet. We'll see in the Gemara. And he goes to visit him. He's a chayla, big chayla. The halacha is Oymid. He can vak a chayla standing, Avlo Yoshev not sitting. Merapay Refuas Hanef, Refuas Nefesh, Lo Refuas Mamon. He could do Refuas Nefesh, not Refuas Mamon. Again, we have to see in the Gemara what this means. And our Gemara is going to discuss the first law in the Mishnah. The first law in the Mishnah says, if you ask enough from your friend, you go visit him, do bikachaylim, but only standing, not sitting. Talk to Gemara, Ma'iskin, what are we talking about exactly? If the case is that the mevaker, the one who's coming to visit, he is usher on the chayla, which means he's not allowed to give hanah to the chayla. So I feel Yoshev Nami, if that's the case, then even sitting should be mutter. Why? Because why are you going to allow Oymid? Because Bikur Chayim is a mitzvah. And for a mitzvah, that's not called Anah. If I have to do a mitzvah, so that's my mitzvah, and you're getting Memela Hanah. That's not a problem. If I do a mitzvah and you Memela get a Hanah, that's not a problem. So Akaponim, if the case is that I can't give you Hanah, I can't give the Chayla Hanah, no problem. So you should be Oymid or Yoshev. Right, right, exactly. The chayla is not enough in the mevaker. Here it's not a problem because the mevaker is doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah, so you can do either oymid or yoshev. Even shnichs the chayla asur from the mevaker, so it must be the opposite case that I am allowed to have enough from the chayla. I'm the mevaker. I'm allowed to have enough from the chayla. I'm going to beat the chayla. I can't have enough from him. So what's the problem? I can't go into his house because we know dusa regals also like I said at the beginning of the parak that if you ask enough from someone, you can't go into his house. So that's why, you can't stand either. So Marav, what's the case? If you're allowed to walk into his house, but he can't have enough from you, so good, I'm doing a mitzvah. So even Yoshev. Terence is, I can't walk into his house because I can't have enough from him, so then even Oymit should be a problem. The case is that Nichsim Mevaker is also on the Chayla. That means that I can't give Hanah to the Chayla. So we asked, and even Yoshev. So tomorrow, so the case was that they take schar in this town on yeshiva, and not on the amida. My poska vasapis. Why we take schar on the yeshiva, not on the amida? I didn't finish explaining it. The after mokum shenayim schar al yeshiva, boy after mokum shenayim schar al yeshiva, boy lemishkol al amida, boy lemishkol. You could take schar for the yeshiva, not the amida. Like this, like the Ron explains, the halacha is that you're not allowed to take money for mitzvahs v'kecholim. It's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to take money for that. The Mukesh speaks that much clearly. It says, v'asher la'odom lito schar al siyas mitzvah. You're not allowed to take money for siyas mitzvah. But you can be yotzi a mitzvah with standing, sitting, that already is extra credit. That's more than the mitzvah. So the halacha is that on yeshiva, you're allowed to take schar for. If you come visit someone and sit down, then you're allowed to take schar for that. So here's a mokoim where they take schar for yeshiva and not for amida. So if he wants to sit down, the guy really is chayiv him schar. He's moichol schar, so he's giving him an aw. Bishlam of the amida, he can't charge for that. That's a mitzvah. But on yeshiva, he could charge for that. So now this chayla is having an aw for me because he's not paying me. So that's the hana. So now there are places that even for yeshiva they don't take money because they worry that if you take money for yeshiva, I'll start charging for amida. And that's not allowed. And that place, it's takamut to do both. Why is Mudu both? Because there is no charge for this. There's no Hana. It's all mitzvah. But in this place, they take schar. He's meichel the schar. And therefore, we say that that's what the Tana says. Oymid yalad du. Yoshev, you got to check it out already if it's a place where they charge for yeshiva or not. It's good? It's good? What's the aura? You have aura?
No, we have the same question before.
What's the question?
That's the division.
What?
It's the money they could question.
Right. Right. This is very clear. Right? This is a clear different. What do you mean? They're saying that's what the Ron is supposed to explain now. Therefore, we want to say a case to Oymid. Oymid is always mutter. The Mishnah wants to say a case with Oymid of the Yoshev. You got to check it out already. So that the Mishnah didn't want to get involved in like mocking the says Oymid is always mutter. Pasuk Katani. Oymid is always mutter. And Yoshev, it depends. So here, since in a mokum shenayim schar, you're not allowed to do yoshev, therefore, we just sign the Mishnah in the case of Oymid. That's one teretz. The boy seima, another time. So talking about Vada that he's not have enough on me. The choyla is not allowed to have enough on the Vavaker. It's a mitzvah, so therefore, it's not called anah. Why can't it be oimid oyah? It's a mitzvah. So by Zemekar Hashem Ben Yakim, Gzeira Shem Yisha Ba'amida, do we say it in a different place? Gzeira Shem Yisha Ba'amida, Hachanami, Gzeira Shem Yisha Ba'yeshiva. That worries when you sit too long. Once he sits too long already, that's already Hanah. It's more than Bikr Chalim ready. And therefore, we don't let him sit. Why let him stand? He might wait too long. Dr. Ran, that standing is no Gzeira, because since you're making him stand and not sit, so there's a Kera, there's a hacker that there's a hacker that is not that he knows that he shouldn't stand too much, and they won't come to Hana. So the halacha is that Avada, the Mavaker, can't give Hana to the Chayla. Why is that a visit? Terence is, it's a mitzvah. Why not Yeshiv? Either Pshat is because it's a place where they take schar, or Pshat is because Shema Yisha be Yeshiva. He might wait there too long, that's us already. That's one mahalach. That's Shmuel's mahalach in our Mishnah. Ula has different mahalach in our Mishnah. Ula, Mishnichti Chayla, Shema Mavaker. The opposite case. The Chayla is the Mavakah can't have enough from the Chayla. I'm going to visit the Chayla, I can't have enough from him. So how do I walk in this house? Shouldn't have to walk in this house either. Couldn't do Amid either. Kugoyin le'adri mincha yusa. And the Ran explains that doesn't mean kugoyin le'adri mincha yusa. It means stoma, when the Chayla asked hanah from me, he didn't mean that I shouldn't go visit him. He meant, I can't have hanah from the Chayla, which means anything that, you know, I need hanah from. But here, it's for the Chayla's own good to have visitors. So it's a non-sadi. He did not answer the coming into my house to come visit me. He didn't answer that. Adem Mechiyusa means from his livelihood, which means from coming to visit him. Okay, so if that's the case, let him come and sit. You can remember, I can have an awe from the Chayla, so why can't I sit there? You can feel Yoshev Na'ami. So Efshev Ba'amida. Since it's possible Vak Chayla Ba'amida, so when we say that he didn't make a neder on you coming to the house, only meant only clapping the Amida. But Yeshiva ready, I want you to sit. Because all it was is an ansadi that I want you to come take care of me. You can take care of me standing up also. You don't have to be sitting. Therefore, on that already, we say that's awesome. So that's the second mahalach in our Mishnah, Ulu's mahalach, that the nichse chayla is also on the mvaker, and he can come to the house because he's the liad mechiyusa, but there's a difference in Yeshiva and Amida because you already yates the mitzvah with the Amida. Meisvei, we have a braisa, and this braisa is mekasha on Shmuel. Meisvei, it says like this: Cholahu, if he gets sick, nichas avakri, I go visit him. Like we said in the Mishnah, you have to stand, but you go visit him. Cholah benoy, let's say this person, his son, got sick. Shoyle b'shuk, you can't go into his house avakri cholah. So bishop leula, the amav is nichas cholah asum avakri. The case is nichas cholah asum avakri. Ugoin la'adim yichusa. And the Zanan said he didn't ask her from his Chiyusa Shapir. It's very good because for his son, that he didn't have in mind, he said to Reuven, which is me, you're not going to step in my house. Can't have an awe. So we say that if the guy gets sick, so then he didn't make a neder that Reuven shouldn't come to his house. But if his son gets sick, that already he didn't chesh benoyis. So you can't come visit my son. You can't walk into the house. So it's very geshmak if he ulas mahalach in the Mishnah. El Shmuel, but of course Shmuel says the case is that the mevaker is also the chayla. So it's a very shver. The son's better. I never asked to give anot to the son. Only to you, not to your son. So why can't I go visit him? Shoyle b'shuk. The loshon is ma'ishtah who ma'ishtah benoy, but they changed the girsa to the Rasmus girsa. Benoy, am I loyd? Oloy adre. That's the Rasmus that says the kasha. It's a bum b'kash on Shmuel. If the case, what? Who's answering?
Whose house is the son
of? In the father's. He's sick. No, what's the case for Shmuel? The Mavaker asked Hana to the Chayla.
Right, so how's the
Chayla? The Chayla, the Mavaker, you can back away. The problem was he was giving too much Hana to the Chayla, right? So he can't sit because he gives Schar or because Shema Yisha. But here, the Benoy, he never asked him. He never asked the 6-year old. Let him come visit the 6-year old. What's the problem? Shayla Bashuk? Sounds a bumper.
Who's asking
the look back at the Gemara. Go up four lines. Look at the Gemara. Nichse mevaker asum al chayla. The nichse mevaker is also the chayla, which is I am the visitor. It's much better if you know people here. I am the visitor. I'm going to visit the chayla. I said that you can't have enough of me. You can't have enough of me. He tells the father. The father's name is Shmerel. Shmerel, you can't have enough of me ever again. I hate you. You can't have enough. So luck is I'm allowed to go visit you, Shmerel. because it's my mitzvah. But I can't sit. Why? Because I might give you too much hana, either because of schar or shem yisha. But your son, that's shmero. What?
Schar is for you. You
want to go also for me, you. Right? So shmero, I didn't ask her on shmero anything. Shmero, I asked on shmero, not on a son. I didn't ask her on a son. What's your kasha?
Shmero's not getting any
schar. No, schar means he pays for it. We're paying for it. Shmero had to pay for my sitting, and he's not paying, so he's gaining the hana. Not schar up there. That's chav. Money. Noitlam schar means money. I wasn't clear before. Makam shen schar means he takes charge for yeshiva. You charge for yeshiva. So here, the son is I never asked that. So it's a pella the gemara this price on Shmuel. It's good.
No.
What's the problem?
What Shmuel said? What Shmuel
then? Nichsim evaker asur malachoyla. Nichsim evaker asur malachoyla. I am the mevaker. I'm visiting. I'm bikachoyla. Bikachayim says, Shmerel, you're never using Bikachayim again in your life. You're never using Bikachayim again in your life. Never giving anyone salmon in your life. You're never getting in your life. So the loch is, you're allowed to visit. Why allowed to visit? Because it's a mitzvah. Why can't sit? Why can't you sit? Because that's too much, right? Either because they charge money for that, or because Shem Yishuv Yeshiva.
It's a mitzvah for you,
for me. Okay, let's go back. Yeah. It's a mitzvah for me to visit. That's why I'm allowed to go visit. What's your kasha?
You ask for Shmuel, you can't have enough.
For me?
Why can you go visit?
Why can I go visit?
Yeah.
Because he's getting enough of me. He loves my company.
You're getting enough because you're getting the mitzvah.
That's not... Mitzvah's not called enough. That's the whole masechta already. Mitzvah's not called enough. Mitzvah's not called enough. V'chlal, both ways around. Mitzvah's not called enough. The enough is the visiting. Someone's visiting you. You know, a guy's very lonely and someone visits him, he's very happy? That's the enough we're talking about here. So the chlal is getting enough. He's so happy. He was bored. He was watching Uncle Moshe the whole day. And now he has someone visiting him. So that was the hana. So the question was, hey, I give hana. Terry, you don't give hana because it's my mitzvah, and you're getting hana mela. It's not a problem. Okay, it's my mitzvah. Now the question is, so why can't you sit then? It's a mitzvah, right? Terry says two truths. What are two truths? What's two truths? Either because you could charge money for it, and therefore because I charge money for visiting you and sitting there, and I'm not charging you, so you're getting hana from me. It's pshat number one. Pshat number seven, yeshu. That's Shmuel's pshat. So if he's Shmuel, if I ask enough from Shmerel, can I visit a 6-year-old son? And said, why not? That's Tomorrow's Kasha, beautiful. That's Tomorrow's Kasha, why not? Here it says, Shoyla B'shuk, you have to ask M'shuk. B'shuk fi ula, it's mega g'shmak fi ula. Because I'm allowed to walk into the house. Shmerel said, you ain't walking into my house. So for him, maybe, he didn't mean to ask her when he's sick. But his son's sick, he didn't mean that. But the opposite way, where you come to Mavaka, what Shaykhis? Am I got it? Am I the Gemara? Elam. So Amar Lach, so Shmuel says, you're right. There's a Mishnah and a Braisa, two separate cases. Masnisim shnichsim evaker asur malachayla. The Mishnah is benichsim evaker is asur on the chayla. Braisa b'shnichsim chayla asur malachayla. The Mishnah is talking about where the mevaker is asur chayla, like we said. The Mishnah is talking about where Bika Chaylim said that Shmerel can't have enough from Bika Chaylim, so he can't have enough from me. So that's what he said. Oymer and Yosef different. The Braisa is talking about the opposite case, Taka, where the Shmerel said, you can't come into my house. So that's why he can't go visit his son. Braisa, Shnichsim Chayla, Shmuel Vaker. So basically, Shmuel's masking, but Ula's halacha is in the Braisa. By Pascha, Vasev, how did Shmuel know that a Mishnah is talking about Biga Chayla is also on Shmerel? How did Shmuel know that? Amarava, Shmuel, Masnisim Kashisei. He had a kasha on the Mishnah. My Iriya Tony Oymid, Avalo Yoshev. That means Ula learned on Mishnah that Shmerel said you can't come into my house. So Ula had a problem, so he can't come to the house. So what's his Oymer Yoshev? So he says, because I didn't ask you from Chiyusa, but Oymer already, he got that already. But Yoshev, right, that much I'm not. Shmuel didn't hold it achilik. It says, if I go to your house, then I go into your house. But can't go to your house again. What's the difference between Yoshev? He didn't hold that enough mina. Therefore, he didn't like Ula's pshat. He says, my ear the Tony Oymer of Yoshev. Shma mina, the nichsev vaka asur malachayla. Nichsev vaka is also the chayla. That's the case of our Mishnah. Where he's not like give too much bika chaylam. And that's why he can't do Yoshev. You got it? So that's the Mishnah of the Braisa. So therefore, the Ran now goes to Indian halacha. He says, we're passing like Shmuel. So therefore, the halacha is both things are true. So you have to handle both cases. So in a case where the Shmerel said that he's not going to have enough, is the Shmerel said I can't have enough of him. I can't walk into his house. So then the halacha is that for him I'm allowed to visit even Oymer and Yoshev because he passed like Shmuel. I'm allowed to visit him because Loi Adra Mechiusa, but his son I can't visit. But the Ran speaks out some extra thing here. Let's say I'm the one who said, I'm not going to walk into your house. Let's say I said it. So then, there's no chazaka with Adam and Chiyusa. Then already, I can't walk into your house. That's that case. In the case where I said, Shmerel, you can't have enough on me, so then the halacha is that, Mechuyiv do mitzvah b'chinam, so I go inside and do the mitzvah and do b'amida, but not be yeshiva. Why not? Gzeira shem yisha be yeshiva. Maybe I waited too long, or because in the makom shetim schar, it takes schar. That's the pshat. Now the Ran speaks out this whole halacha that I'm allowed to do a mitzvah, and that's not called hana when I do your mitzvah. I visit you, take away your loneliness is not called hana. It's only if that because it's a mitzvah, my mitzvah. It's only mutter if I'm not giving you something. If I give you something, it's awesome. Because I'll tell you like this. You have a guy who's a poor guy. I'm going to give him $1,000. Why? Even though he can't have enough of me. Because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah stalker. He says, no. If I give you something, an item, miyad yad, mitzvah doesn't help. Mitzvah only helps if it's something to be mele. But something to be yad yad, there mitzvah is not a hetty. It brings a rabbi from the Gemara later on that says, someone's moving on my chaveri. There's nothing to eat. I can't give him food. Why not? It's a mitzvah. Teretz says, even a mitzvah only works if it's not miyad yad. That's the Ran says. The end of this Ran says the time of the most community. And dafka hanah de meila shari makom mitzvah. Ava hanah de be'dayim loy. Even makom mitzvah hanah de be'dayim loy.